Hi, it's Jeff Farley from the Otisville Mount Hope Presbyterian Church, and presenting to you our podcast, Today's Word. We're looking at the sermon from 11 a.m. on Easter Sunday morning. It begins with this, Matthew chapter 28, beginning at verse 1. The Sabbath was over. It was almost daybreak on Sunday when Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. Suddenly a strong earthquake struck, and the Lord's angel came down from heaven. He rolled away the stone and sat on it. The angel looked as bright as lightning, and his clothes were as white as snow. The guards shook from fear and fell down as though they were dead. The angel said to the women, "Don't be afraid. I know you were looking for Jesus who was nailed to a cross. He isn't here. God has raised him to life just as Jesus said he would. Come and see the place where his body was lying. Now hurry, tell his disciples that he has been raised to life and is on his way to Galilee. Go there and you will see him. That is what I came to tell you." The women were frightened and yet very happy as they hurried from the tomb and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and greeted them. They went near him, held on to his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said, "Don't be afraid. Tell my followers to go to Galilee. They will see me there." So when you meet someone for the first time, what is your go-to greeting? Do you say hi, or is it a more formal hello? Sue and I like to mess with Noah, our grandson, so we have a million goodbyes for him, like see you later, alligator, and in a while, crocodile. And we found a bunch more. Gotta go, buffalo, and see ya soon, raccoon. And our new favorite, toodaloo, kangaroo. But for greetings, at least so far, the best we have is, "What's up, fire truck?" Greetings are the way we introduce or reintroduce ourselves to folks we haven't seen in a while. It may have only been a few hours or a few days, so we throw out a, "What's happening?" When it's been a long time, even a few years, the greetings tend to be more involved, more like, "Hey, how you been, man? Long time no see." Bob and Chris Youngling were here in worship last Sunday from Vermont. They still have a house in Westbrookville nearby, so occasionally they come back and then are in worship. They and their sons were a huge part of congregational life for a long time, so when we see them, it's like a family reunion. A moment of real excitement and effusive greetings tend to follow. Which is why in doing my preparation for this week's sermon, I was surprised a bit at Jesus' greeting of the women fleeing from the empty tomb with fear and joy. Now, I get the fear and the joy. Fear, because being in the presence of an angel, being in the presence of one of God's acts of power, standing in the place of death from which there is no escape, and then seeing and hearing that your loved one has, in fact, beyond all understanding, escaped by the power and action of Almighty God and is alive, can only result in a holy awe. Fear, by another name. Holy awe, the realization that before you is the indisputable evidence of Yahweh's presence, can result in no other reaction and emotion, except, of course, for joy. He is not dead. It was not all for loss. He did not teach us in vain. God has raised him. Hallelujah, our God reigns. But then as they run into Jesus, as they escape the overwhelming torrent of emotions tearing at their souls, Jesus appears and says, "Don't be afraid." Now that makes sense. They are afraid. No, not necessarily in a bad way. Their emotions are more like those when you wait at the airport for your loved one to arrive, and as people get off the plane, you don't see them. And so you start to get emotional in a different way than when you first arrived at the airport. Now you are afraid and yet still filled with joy, waiting to see them. What makes it weird is that in the Greek text from which our English versions are derived, it has Jesus saying something else first. For some reason, the English versions don't really record it that way, although some imply it. But you need to hear because it matters. It says, it has Jesus saying, "Hail," or in some translations, "Greetings." Something like that old standard, "Yo." He gets their attention. He raises their eyes. In an instant, he captures their emotions. Now, the Amplified Bible gets it exactly right. It says, "So the women left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell the good news to the disciples. And as they went, suddenly Jesus met them, saying, 'Rejoice.'" Now, that's exactly what they needed to hear. That's exactly what they needed to understand, and exactly what we need to hear. Not hail, not he greeted them, but rejoice. Look and see what God has done. Can you understand now why they fell at his feet and clung to him and worshiped, as the miracle they had only heard about was now before them in flesh and blood? It takes my breath away just to think about it. Jesus was dead, but now is alive, alive forevermore. And I have the opportunity to fall at his feet and worship him just as those women did 2 millennia ago. Do you fear their holy awe and joy? If so, then join me, if you would, in following the King of Kings and Lord of Lords today, tomorrow, and forever. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us for our 11 o'clock sermon on Easter Sunday morning. If you have questions or thoughts, you can certainly contact us at otisvillepress@hvc.rr.com, or you can check out our website at otisvillepress.org. Thank you for joining us.